Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Call me the Breeze. Therefore, it must be time to talk to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News every Thursday. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, we've got a good story for you. If you drive on Highway 98, and you have been doing so for a while, you can see that people are getting just fed up with what is going on. And so we interviewed people from the Chamber of Commerce, business owners. We put it out there on Facebook, and we got a lot of comments. A lot of people are just tired of what they're seeing on this construction project. We also spoke to FDOT, Ian Satter, and he explained to us what's going on. But, you know, still, there's some things that I think we can improve, and this is the whole point of it, is that they're blocking off a lot of businesses. People can't even get into their businesses. The businesses themselves are suffering because of this construction that just continues to grind on, and instead of, you know, fixing one area at a time,
yes,
the whole stretch,
yes,
is a mess. And so, you know, people are just, and they don't see a lot of progress either. So it's a dangerous situation. So many of the media and cuts are blocked off. So everyone is having to make U-turns. Some cars, you know, just unable to make a U-turn.
Yeah.
The big trucks are unable to make U-turns. And Highway 98 is all we have.
Right.
We don't really have an alternate route. So people are really aggravated about it. But we did find out that a lot of the progress has been done. And what you're seeing on the south side of the road is going to be a shared use path, similar to the one they have in Gulf Breeze, which is going to be 12 feet wide. So that's going to be great for bicycling or whatever you want to do, walking on that path. And that's going to be something that's an amenity that we don't have right now, plus sidewalks, although the sidewalks seem to end abruptly in the Naval Live Oaks, and people are saying, what's the point of that?
What is the time frame? I mean, people are probably thinking it's going to be at least 6 more months, right? Oh, dear.
Oh,
it's going to be a lot more than that. What time frame did he give you?
Well, originally they said summer of 2025. So that's coming up, obviously, or at the most, if we are looking at it from a very positive standpoint, maybe spring of 2025.
Okay,
but if
we get rain and weather and all the things, then, you know, later than that as well.
Sure.
And, you know, that's such a good point. The basic problem with road construction projects is you feel like there's no consideration for you as a user of the road or somebody who has a business on that road. It feels very much like it's 100%. We're just going to do whatever we're going to do, and we don't really care about you at all. And especially like that whole, you know, closing off everything, like turning the entire road stretch into the work zone, when you're really only going to be working on this part for the first 2 months, again, feels like we don't really care about what it means to you. It's easier for us to do it this way, and that's all that matters. And it's such a frustration for people who have to use roads during construction zones.
People are frustrated.
You guys also have a story about Tibet Road, which is finally, right? This is finally going to happen.
We are so glad to. This was one of the issues that we really came about when the bridge was closed,
mm-hmm,
because people were using that road that goes between right in front of the Point Restaurant and at right there when you turn in on Country Club Road and you want to turn into Tiger Point. All that traffic was backing up while people were trying to turn left to go onto Garson Point on 98. The traffic was backed up. So people would try to turn in on Country Club Road to get to the eastern part of Tiger Point. So it really became a road. It was never intended to be a road.
Yeah.
It was literally just owned by the people who owned the adjoining property, and it had potholes, and it was just not designed for that much traffic. However, it was getting a lot of traffic, and there was a dispute about who was going to maintain it. Finally, the county has decided they will maintain that stretch of Tibet Road. Hopefully soon they will be repairing it. And they did come in and make some repairs on it to make it drivable during that time. but not until, you know, it had gotten so bad. So that's going to be something positive for
No, that's a really good thing. Yeah, and it's, you know, classic example of like people walking across the grass where there's not a sidewalk, or water finding a way between two riverbeds where there really shouldn't have been, but there is. It's traffic will go where traffic is wanting to go, and if you don't accommodate it, then you're going to have problems. We also had Shoreline Park getting dedicated to Mayor Fitch, is that right? Or the Welcome Center anyway, Welcome Area?
Yes, that's right. In fact, we have a very nice viewpoint from City Manager Samantha Abel in our paper. I learned some things about the Shoreline Park that I did not know, the history of it, and it predates the city of Gulf Breeze. It's a very important part of the city of Gulf Breeze, as you know, and so now it's going to be dedicated to Mayor Terry Fitch, who's been around for a very long time, starting as an educator back in the 70s, and just serving her community in so many ways. And at that meeting, the students took over for the 31st year. The National Junior Honor Society 8th graders came and took over the city. They shadowed the people who work at the city in all different capacities. And then they actually ran the city council meeting on Monday night. And that's where they all kept a big secret about Mayor Terry Fitch getting her commendation. Mm-hmm. And so hats off to them. Great kids. We really appreciate them in the city for taking the time to educate students about how cities work, because I think a lot of people just take it all for granted.
Oh, most definitely. Absolutely. And you've got a story about, always stories about sports, such good sports coverage. The Live Oak Contest coming, culminating on Saturday. Wahoos and the Driftwood Garden Club presentation is the Historical Society. That's tonight, is that right?
Yes, and that's another thing. That Driftwood Garden Club basically was a foundation for the city. And they did so much to make Gulf Breeze what it is today, and it's, you know, that's just going to be a great presentation.
Outstanding. Well, the paper is available today, the Gulf Breeze News everywhere, or you can subscribe and bring it right to your house. Lisa Newell is the publisher. As always, Lisa, thank you for covering our city so well, and thanks for the information. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you in the breeze.